Welcome to the Venus Factor podcast. I'm Roberta Somm, and with me is Coach Liz and contest winner Sue.
How did you find the Venus Factor, Sue?
I'm pretty sure it came up on my Facebook feed, actually. It was certainly something that I just stumbled on while I was on the internet, and I was sort of looking for the next program to help me lose the weight, as I'd sort of bobbled around for probably 15, 20 years. Being an uncomfortable weight, and I've lost weight before but never been able to keep it off. So I was looking for a program that was just going to give me an easy feed into doing what I needed to do. I knew I had to do the work, didn't have a problem with that, so I wasn't looking for the latest magic pill or magic machine or any easy out, but just something that was all-encompassing with diet and exercise that said, this is what you need to do, just go and do it. And when I got onto Venus, I knew, yep, that's exactly what I needed. Here's the manual. Go and do it. Pretty simple stuff.
Wow, that's amazing. So what part of the program did you think was the most beneficial to you?
For me, probably, let's see, the ease of it for sure. I like the diet philosophy. As I say, I can set a goal and lose the weight. I can be dedicated for a period of time. But once that's finished, I have no clue what to do. So I'm either all on or I'm all off. So I'm either fat or I'm not. There's sort of been nothing in between. So the philosophy of learning that your diet can actually have things in it that you want, you don't have to go without, but you've got to be accountable and responsible for it. The concept of a weekly calorie bank, and being able to save for big occasions. So it's not saying you're never going to have a big night out again or something like that. That was really refreshing and sort of freeing, and I could see that going way out into the future. So it wasn't just this is what you need to do to lose weight. It's this is how you manage your weight, whether you want to lose weight, maintain weight, or what you want to do in between. So that kind of structure to it, and then flowing into the reverse tapering, helping me to learn how much and what kinds of things I can eat that actually do maintain my size. That's been huge for me, absolutely huge. And also the wider Venus network. So introducing things like Eat Stop Eat, which I've incorporated, introducing ideas like you don't have to eat six times a day, you don't have to eat breakfast, which I've always been a breakfast person, and I've found that really, really easy to give up, and find, just shortening that window is another tool that helps me control how much I eat through the day, and therefore how many calories I'm putting into my body. So I think that whole perspective of the diet, going forward, is really hugely beneficial to me. It's stuff I've never encountered before.
You hit on so many points that were key for me too. So it's funny to hear you say those same things, because I was always that on or off, yo-yo. Yep. And this is the first thing that ever said, like, hey, let's start thinking about maintenance. So
exactly. And how to, like the tools, not just, well, you have to do this, but here are some tools that you can try and see what works for you.
Mm-hmm. Whatever, it's so flexible that you can just kind of try things on for size and see how they work. And over time, your tools can shift. Like you go back into fasting and sometimes it doesn't work. So, or the times of day that you eat. So I love that flexibility. And I'm so glad to hear you say it, hit on so many of those same points. So do you like the Venus workouts?
I do. As I said, when I was ready to kick off again, I wanted something that was really simple that I didn't have to think about. I'm inherently lazy. Having said that, I do enjoy working with weights, and they've worked for me before, but it seems like such an effort to come up with your own sort of program rather than just going and, doing 10 push-ups and doing whatever you feel like off the bat. Actually come up with the program. So being able to just go, here I am, print this out, walk down to my gym and just do it was simple and beautiful. I love that mind numbing. I don't have to invest my brain in it. if I have to invest too much of my effort in planning it, then there's every chance that by the time I finish planning it, I really couldn't be bothered doing it. So that made it really, really easy. I like the circuit style stuff. I actually started the final phase today, did my first final phase workout this morning. So that was quite different as well. I quite like the supersets. I'm going to enjoy those, I think.
Yeah, those are really fun. And just like you with the diet, I love the freedom of this program. And then you'll find, along with the freedom, is the workouts, where after a while, you can pick what you want. You can pick and choose. You can do a circuit one day if you feel like it. And then you'll find a lot of variety in the final phase there. There's the four different routines. It's really fun. And what you did today, that's like one of my favorites.
Yeah.
All of the intermittent supersets are really fun.
Yes.
So what kept you motivated?
Motivation was, when I signed up for, I started with Venus, and it was about, right, I don't want to be thin as a nice to have. I don't want to be lean and strong as just a, wouldn't it be nice? It's a given. I have to have this. I'm not going to feel like I'm the real me in this life until I can be lean and strong and let the real me out. So it was a given. I was going to do it regardless. There was no other alternative. And while that's a simple kind of statement and choice, it's actually really motivating when you get into it, because even when it feels hard and you sort of think, oh, I don't want to do this anymore, there is no alternative. So you just suck it up and you just keep doing it. And, you know, some things I put into perspective as well when I sort of think, this is really hard. And I go, you know what? It's not. I've got all my limbs. I've got good health. I'm not battling cancer. I'm not struggling where I can't move. You know, this is not that hard. So just do it. That was quite, I don't know, maybe backward motivating, but it certainly helped to remove the alternative of, I don't want to do this and I have a choice. Just removing that choice was quite helpful, because just shake off the emotion and get on with it.
Yeah.
It's a choice. I that same statement always rings true to me. I'm choosing to do this, and I'm blessed that this is, I mean, the hardest thing I'm facing today is what to eat. On.
Yes. That's such a great perspective.
You mentioned a little bit about your toolbox, so and fasting. So do you have a particular style of eating that's really worked well for you?
I have, actually. I've settled right into a routine where I will typically, my day, if I'm eating, is lunch, afternoon tea, dinner, and dessert. So I'll skip breakfast in the morning. I've got a series of teas that I have, just have them with water, so no sugar or milk or cream or anything, but just they're different sort of flavoured teas. So I drink a lot of tea now and quite enjoy that, and I find it quite filling. So I'll have tea instead of breakfast, and then I'll have tea with my afternoon tea. And if I'm fasting, which I've been doing typically two fasting days a week, probably 20 to 22 hours, I suppose. I'll finish at dessert the previous night, and I'll go through to the following dinner as much as I can. Now, sometimes I've noticed I am really feeling hungry in the afternoon sort of thing, and if I find it distracting me, then I'll go and have an afternoon tea. I'll try to keep it light, maybe a piece of fruit, definitely a cup of tea, something along those lines, just to sort of tide me over. So I'm learning not to be hard and fast and strict with anything. I'm trying to learn to listen to my body. But that general routine of skipping breakfast, shortening that window that I eat, and having a couple of fasts a week means that when I do eat, I can pretty much eat what I would normally want to, choosing 80% of the time good food sort of thing. So I'm still making a choice. I'm not just going hell for leather when I'm eating. But I don't typically have to weigh things or measure things. I can eat what I would consider is a normal serve, for example. And that seems to be working very well, actually. And if going into this final phase now, I've got a few more kilos that I want to lose around my lower section. So I'm sort of happy to tweak that a little bit. You know, I might clean up the diet a little bit. I might eat a little bit less for dessert on that last meal sort of thing. So I feel like I've still got some flexibility and scope, but I found a structure that does seem to work very well.
Wow, that's, you've done a really nice job there, Sue, with everything. Just the way you approach your workouts and how you approach the food, and especially adjusting it to your own needs like that. That's really key for making this work.
It is, and that's why it feels like this is not a hardship anymore. Like going from this point where I've reached the initial goals that I set, it's not about like, oh, I've got to keep doing this now, what do I do? I'm already in a routine of this is just how I live, this is easy. And I've never, ever come across this before. I've never felt like this. I've never found anything like this. So that's, it feels amazing to think this is my future, and my future is, you know, relatively easy. It's really good.
Yeah. So did you start out using our undulating protocol, or did you just go right into just kind of feeling on your own on what you needed to do as far as some days you could eat more and some days you were hungry and all that? Did you just jump in and just sort of make your own schedule like that, or
not,
did you?
No, definitely not. No, I would not, given my history, I would definitely not have trusted myself to do that. So when I started back in March on Venus, I was very much on the strict program, following, weighing everything, tracking everything, getting a feel for everything. And I was doing the undulating protocol as well, which was interesting. I mean, I haven't been that focused on getting the macronutrients right, other than protein, because I do a lot of training, because I do karate and everything outside of this as well. So I've always been focused on making sure I'm trying to get decent protein. Everything else I've sort of haven't ever really bothered with. So the undulating protocol for me was really an extra eat up day a week in those sort of, in those fortnights when it was on. It was like, yay, I get an extra eat up day. I did the first ones. The first one, eating up the extra fat, that was great. I love fatty foods, so that was brilliant. I stack on the avocado on my sandwiches and all that sort of thing. The protein one was a bit tougher to do. Carbs one was dead easy. And after that was when I started to kind of loosen up a little bit, and that was heading into the start of the contest as well. I loosened up a little bit on the diet side. I'd incorporated the fasts. I started to stop. That's good terms. I started to stop. I stopped tracking what I was eating so much. I stopped weighing things. Was just kind of seeing how it went. And it was a bit of a transition. It wasn't a straight swap over. So I still kept the aspect of the second eat up day as the undulating protocol, but I basically just ate whatever I wanted. So it was very, I sort of picked and choose what I took out of things. And then that kind of morphed into what I'm doing now, which is a lot more relaxed. It seems to be working. So it's been a progression, definitely a progression, which is what it needed to be for it to be lasting. So I'm thrilled that it's come out that way.
That's awesome.
So it sounds like this contest only captured a portion of your overall transformation.
It did, definitely did.
So what's your totals? Do you mind sharing?
That's a good question. Now, what did I start? You guys talking pounds and I talking kilos. I started in March at 78 kilos. And at the time I started the contest, I think I was 71. And the day I did the final photos, I was 64.8.
Wow.
So that's about 13 kilos, given that there was probably a kilo or so in that last week that was sort of not really permanent because I went pretty hard. So maybe 11 to 12 kilos of proper weight loss, fat loss.
So 20, 30 pounds,
yep.
That's great. That's
fantastic.
Yeah, it's funny, you know, you there are times through the process that you think, This is tough and it's monotonous and it's probably just more all-encompassing. You've got to treat it like a hobby, like a passion that you know you're thinking about 24/7 almost. But it changes from that. And then when you look back and you see what you've accomplished and you end up in a position where things have kind of morphed into something that suits you and fits in a nice routine, and you go, well, that really wasn't that hard. It's not what I was thinking.
Right.
Yeah.
Different perspective.
Right. You've incorporated it into your life.
Yes.
So it just gets easier when you do that. It just, over time, it just becomes part of who you are.
Yeah, it does.
So did you use any supplements?
I do typically anyway. I do the normal sort of the health sort of side of things. So glucosamine and fish oil for joints, vitamin D. I'd been diagnosed as vitamin D deficient in the past, which made most of my hair fall out, which was just stunningly beautiful. So I take vitamin D religiously. And I got onto, through Venus, obviously, the BioTrust stuff. I have to get them shipped out to Australia, but there's some ones in there that I've found that I'll continue to buy. I use their probiotic, which I'm really loving. It seems to be really helping with, not that I had any conditions, but I would get sort of fairly regular upset tummies and things like that. And I've just found that probiotic to be really good for that. Whether that's had an impact in helping me drop the weight, who knows? But I quite like that. I use protein powders. I use a nice flavourless quality whey one when I cook, and a tropical one for sort of drinking just with water after karate training. And I like their frosted oatmeal protein cookies. They're quite nice as well. I've got some other stuff from them. I've got the IC5 carb management and the Absorb Max, but I just never remember to take them at the times I'm supposed to taking them. So I'm now in the process of going, need to set this routine and actually use these and see if they have any sort of impact going forward. So it'd be a little bit of an experiment for me there.
Right. Yeah, it's always kind of experimentation there. And then sometimes just getting into the routine of that, it just helps with everything else. You just get on a roll with everything, just kind of happens.
And you tend to find if you're doing two or three positive things towards where you want to go, it inspires you to then do other things. So even if it's just simple things like, you know, I'm taking this whatever it is, this supplement. Therefore, I shouldn't waste the benefit of that by eating rubbish or by not working out. It's sort of, every little step helps inspire you to pick up the whole thing and roll with it, which is quite good.
Exactly. It kind of, it just feeds on itself. It just, you know, it snowballs. It just does all that. And that's part of what makes it work.
Yeah.
So did you use the online community a lot, and how did that work out if you did?
I didn't initially. I'm typically a loner, and I'm, you know, things like where I set myself a goal, I'm happier just going through it and doing it on my own. But I sort of was curious, so I started to sort of poke around. And obviously, when you first sign up, you get the 30 days free immersion. So I sort of poked around and had a little look around, and I was surprised at how many real and lovely people were around all the time, sort of thing. So I started to sort of connect online, and then as I went further, by the time I entered the contest, I was sort of already, you know, asking questions in forums or making comments or that. And then when I entered the contest, it was the same time that I entered an adventure race. So, and they were both finishing within a week of each other, so I thought they'll each of them will motivate me. So I thought, well, I'll start a blog and use it as a bit of a diary through that process. And through there, really sort of connected with a lot of wonderful women, especially the ones that were also doing the contest, and just, you know, sharing experiences. Now I think it's fantastic how these beautiful, strong women are in a contest which effectively is against each other, but it's not like I'm their competitor.
Right.
They are, it's all very sharing and encouraging, and it's like every one of them wants every other one to win, you know, to win in life, I mean, in general. It's just, yeah, I've been blown away by the community, absolutely blown away by the community. And I've even now still sort of getting more and more into it. It's, you know, I used to look at Facebook every day and still do, but right next next to Facebook is my Venus login, and it's, you know, I'll peruse through Venus as much as I'll peruse through Facebook. It's a social supportive network that I had no idea what the power of it was, but yeah, going forward and even through this journey has been amazing, just amazing.
It's a special place, and the girls there are just like that in person. I so wish that someday you will meet a group of girls in person. It's mind-blowing. It really is. So was your friends and family this supportive?
Pretty much. I mean, certainly nobody was not supportive. I've in different times when I've lost weight, I have encountered some people that have been a bit not necessarily supportive, although it sort of sounds like supportive with comments like, oh, but you don't need to lose weight, and, you know, those sort of things, or don't lose any more, you'll be too skinny, and those kind of reverse sort of ones. But I understand that's more about them than it is about me. But this time, no, actually. Everybody was quite supportive, although for the most part just let me get on with it kind of thing. Would occasionally give me compliments, and the karate people are probably the ones that see me the most. But supportive, but sort of like, okay, you're off doing your thing. My partner was happy either way. He's never been concerned with my size, although he's thrilled that I'm just generally happier in my own body when it's leaner and stronger. So, you know, my general personality and mood around the place is probably nicer to live with. He's into triathlon, so he's loved that I've taken up running and bike riding. He thinks that's fabulous. I think there hasn't been anyone that's been at all negative.
So how do you think the Venus workouts affected all the, you were talking about karate and all the other things you do. How do you think it affected your strength in all those other areas?
Certainly for my karate, we do a fair bit of fitness work and body resistance work just in the stances and the way that we move anyway. The simple thing of losing weight and not having to lug so much around makes a huge difference to the quality of my karate and the stances that I can hold and the speed at which I move. So that's a pretty simple equation. The Venus workouts I was a bit intermittent with them. I didn't even get through the full I've done it for more than 24 weeks and I still didn't get through all the normal workouts, because just doing that plus this other training for this adventure race, and I was coming up to a karate grading in June, which the grading itself's 4 hours. There was a lot of training going on, so I was sort of fitting in Venus as my pure weight sessions as much as I could, but probably only twice a week, I guess, with everything else. But now it's all about dropping that last bit of weight, but building strength. I want stronger legs. I'm doing a stretching thing as well because I want the added flexibility. And those things, I think, will make a massive difference to my karate shooting.
Yeah. It's also, Venus was meant to fit into your life like that. Like that, and you should be doing the exercises that you enjoy, and those are all things you enjoy, and it's that's how it's meant to be. You can do less or more of it as you see fit for your own goals, and that's how it's meant to be. So what do you think was the hardest obstacle for you to conquer with the whole
Probably I knew going into it that one of the hardest things for me was going to be finding that method that will let me maintain what I achieve. That was always going to be key. And that was always my goal. The goal wasn't so much to reach a certain weight. The goal was, that's just the first part, get to there, fine. But then the big goal was maintaining it. And in a year or 2 years' time, when I'm still this weight or less, that's when I'll be really, really thrilled with what I've done.
Mm-hmm.
I think fear. I've discovered, I mean, you learn a lot about yourself doing this sort of thing anyway. And I've discovered that there's fear in me. I don't understand it. I don't feel it as fear. But when I set myself a goal and I commit to it, there's a fear there of, and I don't know whether it's fear of failure, fear of success, fear of change, fear of the unknown. I don't know. But it sends me straight to the kitchen for a massive binge.
Yeah.
It's like without fail. So I've signed up for this contest and I signed up for this adventure race, which are literally, you know, you do things that sign up. You pay money over to enter the race. You sign up. You do initial photos. You say, yes, I'm in this thing. And pretty much straight after that, my head's in the game and I'm all excited and motivated. This is going to be great and this is going to really help me on my journey to get where I want to go. And I go, yay, let's go to the kitchen and pig out.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just, and it's almost without fail, you know. And even now, I've dropped a heap of weight. I feel amazing. I'm motivated. I've got a routine that's working. I'm ready. I've had a break because I had problems with my knee. I've been maintaining for probably a month or so and hardly working out much at all while giving my knee a rest, still maintaining my weight, been stoked with that and gone, right, now I'm ready to kick it off again. Let's go. Let's see what else I can do. And the minute I do that, and I was starting like this morning, so over the weekend, you would not imagine how much crap I've eaten. You know, it's just, I don't know what it is. But
you know, it really is something that I think we always have to, for the rest of our life, we have to kind of combat that. Because the fear and the stress makes us hungry. I still deal with that now, and I'm getting into new stuff now, and I think it's just something we all have to sort of face, and just we have to kind of just talk to ourselves and remind ourselves that not giving into that all the time. I mean, you can give into it a little bit, but
yes, just, control it
exactly. And that when you do, even if you do it once, even if it's just one meal, you're not doomed to stay there.
No.
You're not doomed to stay on that path. You can decide to break out and just do the best you can. And then, like we talked about before, where you're just everything feeds on itself, just do one little thing, even if it's taking a supplement or going for a walk, yes, or whatever, and just get back into that mode.
Exactly. Yeah. Just turn it around and keep going. Yeah.
Right.
But it is funny. It makes me laugh. And I can, it's almost like I step back and watch myself do it like another person. And then I shake my head at myself going, yeah, what are you doing? Come on. You know, it is quite interesting how no matter how much you get your head in the game, those deeper emotions can still drive you. They're extremely powerful. I don't know whether men find the same thing or not.
I think they do a little bit, but I think we girls tend to be a little more emotional.
Emotionally driven, yes.
Yeah. So we're talking about feelings. When I'm looking at your final pictures here, they're pretty fantastic. So how do you feel when you look at that picture you're after?
I feel very happy. I was stunned when I took them. Throughout the contest, I got sick in the middle of it and didn't train at all for about 3 or 4 weeks and sort of hit a plateau of weight loss and couldn't seem to shift it and couldn't seem to get into it sort of thing. And I kind of thought, I'm not going to be where I want to be physically. So I cancelled my friend who's a photographer. And I said, look, I'm not going to waste your time. I would rather do the photos when I'm actually really proud of what I've achieved. So down the track, we'll have some fun with it. But I had committed to myself to put final photos in. So I just set up a video camera on stills and with a remote control on a Saturday morning and had a play with it. And it wasn't until later that afternoon, after I'd eaten a chicken burger half the size of my head, that I sat down at the computer and thought, okay, I'll have a look at these and see if I can find any good ones. And I was stunned. I had no idea that I had changed that much. No clue. Which in itself, again, makes me shake my head going, how can you? I mean, you look in the mirror all the time. How can you not see that? But mm-hmm. having that evidence of photos is so very different. You can't, you know, on the bad side and the good, because I had the photos from March. I had the photos from May from the beginning of the contest. both the good side and the bad, you can't hide from it. It tells you a lot more truth about yourself than what you can see when you're looking in a mirror. So that was was pretty amazing. But I was stoked with the photos. Obviously kicking myself that I didn't get my friend to do them. But I still will one day. I will. And they were a huge surprise and a wonderful surprise.
That's awesome. You've already stated that this is a lifestyle for you. And there's no reason why you can't do photo shoots in the future. It doesn't have to be for the contest. It's for you. It's a memory for you. It's something you get to keep. You still can do it.
Yes. And that's what I've set now, going right now. Let's see what we can do. Right. And I think then, and because it will be a nice summer down here in a few months' time for us. And I think that's probably when I'll have some fun with it. And we'll go and take some photos.
Yeah, I can't wait to see.
Yeah, and I'll probably do the superhero thing too as well, right?
That's really fun.
That's fun.
So what's your best advice for other Venuses?
Belief, probably. Believe in yourself. Believe that it's possible. As we've talked about, find some positive things that you're doing towards achieving your goals and really focus yourself on them and immerse yourself in how good they make you feel. On the other side of that, probably look at when you have bad days and you make bad choices, as we all do, let them go. Let them go as quickly as you can. Sort of remove yourself from the emotion of them and don't sort of beat yourself up about it. I always sort of thought, you know, my choices don't, or bad days don't define who I am, sort of thing. Mm-hmm. My general choices, yes, you know, my 80% of the time, good choices. That's who I am.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm also human, so I don't hang on to that. I don't beat myself up. I don't. There's no negative talk in my head anymore. And that's taken a long time to get rid of. That's not easy, but it's freeing when you get there.
Yeah.
Not having a choice as an alternative, as we talked about, this is really, in the scheme of what you could be facing in life, this is really not that hard. And if you don't give yourself an alternative, then you just keep going through. Some days are easier than others. Some days, if you can just maintain, that's a huge win, you know, and there's nothing wrong with that because mm-hmm. it's a lifestyle change. It's there for the rest of your life. It is not a race. You don't have to, you know, one bad day doesn't go, oh, I'm not going to make my goal of making X amount of weight on such and such a date. Mm-hmm. Who cares? As long as you just, you know, day after day, week after week, overall heading in the right direction is the main thing, the absolute main thing.
Right. That's right. So, Liz, did you have anything else you want to ask or say?
I just want to tell her that just your whole mentality going into this, Sue, is fantastic. The idea that you didn't really have a weight goal, you had the end in mind, maintenance. I think mm-hmm. so many women could learn from you to just focus on that. Because if you lost all this weight and you can't maintain it, then what's the use, right?
Yes.
So I'm so proud of you, and I'm so excited for you, and I know we're going to see more of you.
Yeah, I feel the same way. I'm so excited for you. I love seeing that. I love seeing your life change and just mm-hmm. getting control and the empowerment and all that. I just love seeing that. I'm really proud of you, too. You did an awesome job. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And so it's an amazing place. It's it's the best. Even just the basic program is the best way that I've ever lost weight. And the main thing is it's given me a lifestyle out of it, which, as I say, I've never had before. It's given me something that fits me, given me tools to try, and they're working. But it's also given me that community that, no matter what I face in the future, it's a one-stop shop for everything I need to know on how to maintain this. and, you know, some amazing, amazing ladies and amazing friends to meet along the way. It's, you can't beat any of that, you know. It's just all massive added bonuses to a nice, lean, strong new body that I get to keep. It's brilliant.
That's fabulous. That's just fabulous. Is there anything else anyone wants to say here before we kind of wrap this up?
Oh, I think I'm done.
Okay, well, I think we're pretty much wrapping this up now. So thanks for being on the call, Sue.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Yeah, congratulations. And for Sue, I'm Roberta Somm, and that's your Venus Factor podcast.